Good evening, everyone.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. I wasn't expecting it
Well,
so quick.
I just said I'm going to put us on.
I know. I was paying, like trying to figure out what verified meant. Hey, look at me. Look at me in the monitor. I'm really big on the monitor. Let me see if I can make it look so my head is not so huge down there.
So Corey is staying, and you've been visiting friends and family in Buffalo.
That is correct. That is correct. I went to a friend's bachelor party yesterday, and it was fun. And I am feeling very slow today. So
you said you didn't think it
I
would.
didn't overdo it. I didn't
Yeah.
overdo it, but it was a long day.
Well, I'm feeling slow today too, because yesterday was also a long day. I finished the episode around 4 a.m. and I woke up about 11, so I actually slept decently, all things considered. But do you ever, like, if you like finish an episode like really late at night, do you like have these like sort of like
Dreams about it.
half thoughts, half dreams that like are going through your head, like you forgot something or something's wrong and you gotta fix it? And do you get that? I get that.
Sometimes, but it's been a while since it was so late at night like that.
Yeah,
I got your message saying, "Oh, I'm exporting," but it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's finished, but it's had three failed renders. There's one in progress right now. I actually have it paused.
So we're gonna see if that
I'm
works.
feeling pretty optimistic about this one, but I mean, hopefully we're looking at a Monday morning or afternoon release.
Yes.
Although it could slip to Tuesday if render issues persist.
Yeah. It's a pretty huge project, to be fair.
Yeah, and I mean
And it's
it's about
4K and
it's a 44 minute 4K render, so
yeah.
it's hefty. But yeah,
I'm
so
excited to watch it.
are
I've only
you are
seen
you
9 minutes of it.
traveling tomorrow, or are you not? Is there going to be a big chunk of
I'm going to
time?
be traveling, yeah.
Like, you're not going to
So,
really be able to watch it.
if it gets rendered, I can watch it in the morning before I leave.
Yeah, but it's going to have to be like somewhere you can view it.
I can watch on the laptop before I leave.
Yeah, but what time is that going to be? What I mean is, it's not going to be like uploaded to our Dropbox,
Well, I mean, but I can if you export it and then you can upload
I
it
mean,
to
I
YouTube.
don't know if it'll be done rendering before I go to bed. I mean, we'll see. It's
That's true.
hefty. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But
Yeah.
yeah, so I thought I Rockman Fort was one of those games I needed to always needed to grab, and I always thought it was too expensive at conventions. And it wasn't exactly cheap or anything in Japan, but I did grab a copy. I mean, it's not like it's a crazy expensive game, but it's just like, do I really want to pay $40 for it? I think it was more like 30 in Japan. So,
Yeah. I don't know what to expect. I know it was released on the Game Boy Advance here, but that's about it.
So just before the stream, I did something on the new AVerMedia card that's disabled the audio. I know audio was working at one point, and I like muted it. I turned it off to do something, and now I can't figure out how to get back. So I swapped the capture card that it is plugged into, and let's hope it works.
I don't see anything.
Well, I just turned it back on. Okay, it's looking like there is audio.
Oh, there it is.
So I just
It's
have
kind of weird to me that the graphics are so similar to Mega Man 8. I don't really realize that that was the case. Since
yeah, well, this was released in 98. So I'm going to play as base because...
you have to put that down a layer.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to get into the level so I could see how to size it.
Oh, I
should have done this before the stream, but I was like, I wanted to use the AverMedia card, but which, I mean, has been great, but I just did something with the audio that screwed up.
Oh, are you playing as bass?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
There is a tweet from our good friend Greg Seward who says he's been playing that on his live stream for the last couple weeks. It says, play as Forte, it will punish you.
Oh, it will punish you?
Yes.
Well, I remember, I mean, I had the...
Oh, Mega Man is like hard mode. Attack of the Pixels is saying that Mega Man is like hard mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I guess maybe that's better to play as Forte. I don't know.
What? Does he mean... hold on a second. Why when I talk is it showing levels on the mage well? It's showing levels on the capture card when I talk. Is there some sort of weird echo thing going on, or am I sounding like abnormally loud? I don't know why audio is such an issue tonight. Oh. No.
Everyone's saying you sound fine. Sorry that I'm like, can you like move
audio
my camera?
Audio is all good, but it wasn't showing audio levels for the proper device.
Can you slide my camera over a little bit so I'm more centered?
Hang on.
Because I don't want to have to turn the whole laptop without even be able to see the screen. I'm going to be centered. And next week.
That should have fixed it. But.
Wait for it.
No. I mean, I'm saying the audio.
Oh, I see. You might, if we can't figure it out, it might not be any game audio tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. Something is super weird with audio. It's not working on either capture card, so we might just not have any audio tonight. Sorry. But, I mean...
Are you playing on the Super NT?
I'm not, because... I'm just going to turn the game audio up a bit on my speakers, and you might hear it a little bit. No, I'm not, because... Well, originally, I was going to be playing through the... the new AverMedia card, just because I thought it was cool that Super Nintendo 5X works on it. And then I switched to the Magewell thinking, oh, well, I'll get audio working on that. I don't know what's the deal with audio. Maybe I screwed up something somewhere else.
Can you slide my camera?
I feel like I hit a wrong button.
Yeah, my camera needs to be centered, or else I can't even.
Oh.
I won't be able to. If I have to turn my laptop screen,
oh,
be able
okay,
to.
Hang on. How's that?
I gotta wait for it. There we go. That's much better. People are saying this is the most underrated and one of the best Mega Man games ever.
Well, see, I've always... One of the reasons I always put it off was I actually had the GBA version at a time. And, I didn't like it that much. I never finished it. I feel like, if I remember right, like, aren't a lot of the bosses from Mega Man 8, like, it... At the time, I kind of felt like it was almost like a... Like a reskin of 8. Like, I know Mega Man's sprite is from 8.
Right. I'm definitely pretty curious.
Now, Fort does have a dash, but unfortunately, as far as I can tell, there is no custom mapping. So I gotta have it on circle, but hopefully it's not like a something you'll be using as much as in Mega Man X. I thought it might be a little bit appropriate to play this after the Mega Man.
Yeah, episode. It makes sense too. Can you also do the tap or the double tap to do a dash?
It looks like yes.
Okay.
But
that was always my preferred way for some reason.
In some games that works for me, and in other games it doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't feel right to me in Mega Man.
Importer says the Rockman 14 on Super Famicom is way better than the GBA version.
Okay, well that's I kind of assumed. didn't it come out like the same day as the SP or something like that?
Did it? I have no idea.
I feel like it may have, because I remember playing it on my SP like pretty early on. Oh, by the way, I know you can't really hear it, but the music in this level, I was like, this totally sounds like Final Fantasy XI. And I looked it up, and the composer for Final Fantasy XI did work on this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I love it when you can kind of just pick this.
Yeah, it really sounds like Final Fantasy XI, like a ton. It kind of makes me think of like some of the music and Treasures of Ottergon in particular.
So Pixel Pup in the chat says Mega Man has harder levels but easier bosses. Bass has easier levels but harder bosses.
Interesting.
He says it's damage and armor versus mobility.
So bass is mobility?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Man, Mega Man games love cutting robots in half. Like Zero gets cut in half in every single game, I think.
Oh, I just noticed that Bass has a double jump. Why don't you look that's up cool. to make sure like I'm aware of like all of his basic controls? I mean, that's probably it, dash and double jump. Now, Bass cannot run and shoot. Like, he can move in the air and shoot, but he can't from a standing position. From a standing position, he can't walk and shoot. He has to stand still. Which isn't bad, because it lets you shoot in diagonals as well, so that's pretty cool.
Let's see. There are a few differences between Rockman and Forte. Most obvious is the difference between the Rockbuster and the Forte Buster. Forte can no longer charge shots. Instead, he can rapid fire shots in 7 directions. You can't shoot straight down.
Oh, can anyone fill me in on what my options are here? I'm assuming it's just like continue or password or something. I could have played the fan translation, but I wanted to play my real cart.
He does not have a slide.
Obviously, save and no save. Well, let's try save. Oh, so this like actually has a battery?
That's cool. Forte will have air mobility once you fuse with your dog.
There's a sand guy. a space guy and an ice guy. I'm afraid I'm not. I'm pretty sure these are Mega Man 8 bosses.
So there's Astro Man and Tengu Man return. Someone said that, I think. Chill Man. Chill.
I don't really want to know the boss order, so I'll just do whatever. Astro Man. Well, it's good that it has English names for the bosses there. Why don't you look up when Mega Man Base came out in the U.S. on the GBA? Because I swear I feel like I picked it up with my SP. I feel like I got maybe halfway through and just never finished. I just remember feeling annoyed with it for some reason. But I'm pretty sure I was playing as Mega Man.
Right. It came out in March of 2003.
I could believe that. Maybe was when the SP came out? Now I should look up when the SP came out.
February of 2003.
Okay.
So pretty close.
Pretty close. I don't know if I just picked them up at the same time or if maybe... I don't know. It was my freshman year in college. That was easy.
Oh, we got a $1.99 donation from Gaming Blows, who made several donations. And I have a special treat for them. Yeah, I've been donating money for specific reasons, and Gaming Blows will be very happy, I think. It's just like it's an emoji of a unicorn. And look at this. Gaming Blows right here. we're good. I'm good on our word. There it is. That's what you wanted, right?
Show them the store sticker on it.
Well, it has the Oogie Games sticker, which is the awful looking sticker on here.
I feel like in some ways
it goes really well with the craftiness.
Yeah.
Oogie Games is a game store in Buffalo, a chain of game stores. And I went to one yesterday or 2 days ago, and it was maybe the worst game store I've ever been to. There was literally nothing. But they had this. It does not come with the bonus Prism comic, though. So. If you give us money and are persistent and want us to buy a specific game, we will eventually buy it.
Unless it's like something stupidly expensive.
Yeah. Vanguardian Tales saying, if I donate enough, would you buy and play Drakengard? Drakengard is supposed to be pretty good, right? Just as long as we don't have to go for the ending that connects to Nier.
I mean, is that really hard to do?
Yeah, it's like a bonus ending. You have to like 100% complete everything. Hey, thanks, Mainframe CPU, and says congrats on 100K, about time. Oh, the comic is in the manual. Okay. Well, it comes with a manual. I guess it is complete.
What? The exit isn't up there?
The near ending is very hard to get.
I did manage.
Gaming Blows donated $4.99. Says thank you. Looking forward to the Prism coverage. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully that made your day.
Oh, this is tough. Even with a double jump and a dash. So are how? Oh wait. I assume Mega Man fights the same bosses.
Yeah, I bet you it changes a little bit.
I wonder how much the levels themselves change.
Yeah. Any chance of the 4K TV episode coming out soon? It's finished and it's had some render problems today, but with luck, it'll be out tomorrow.
Yep. Aww. Oh, no.
Can we play Color of Dinosaur on stream?
Huh?
I don't know.
Can we do what?
Yes, it is. Alpha Treon was asking him when we're going to play Color a Dinosaur live on stream. Yeah, the 4K episode is done. It's just it needs to get... It crashed like 3 times rendering, or else it would have been out today. If it hadn't had to run her problems, he would have already watched it. Yeah, I'm at my cousin's house in Western New York. I had a friend's bachelor party this weekend up in Buffalo. And I am staying the night here, and I head home tomorrow.
I honestly have no idea what Base's backstory is.
Yeah.
I feel like he was probably created by Dr. Wily, but I don't really know.
Dr. Wily?
Dr. Wily.
Oh, you, Retro Morgan, you got the strategy guide. Is it the official one for Popple Mail? I have that strategy guide and a Lunar 1 strategy guide on hold at the local arcade Legacy. I want to buy. Play Mega Man 7 for Base's backstory.
I mean, I have played Mega Man 7, but I just don't remember anything about Base in it.
Man, he doesn't do a lot of damage, does he?
No. So I'm probably really going to have to get the weaknesses. I do feel like I remember the bosses being pretty hard in this game, and that might be why I didn't finish on GBA.
Yeah. Sheepy Tina says, start with Cold Man as he's the most predictable. Oh, Retro Morgan got Popple Mail at too many games.
Oh.
For $310. Dang.
tough. Oh, where are my options here? Any assistance? I'm guessing the top one is continue and it'll take me to the stage again.
That's probably Phantom Knot was at a California Extreme yesterday. Did you play the, what is it, Star Lords that Digital Eclipse made as the cabinet? They were making it when we were there. It's like the six player Warlords.
No input on these options. I'm guessing the middle one's what I want if I want to change stages. I'm just going to go for it. Yeah. Oh, what are the, oh, it's auto. So I'm guessing I can buy an extra life. I've got enough to buy that thing. But like an item locator or something. Can you check, can you look up what's in the store? What the items in the store are?
Yeah, hang on. I was looking up the translation for the game over.
I could have played the fan translation through the UFO, but I wanted to play my real cartridge.
Okay, right one. Being at the game, only the first row is available. After you defeat two robots, the second row becomes available. The third and fourth rows become available after you defeat five robots. Okay. Let me look and see what it looks like. Okay. So row one is a spare body, gives you an extra life. Mm-hmm. The second one is energy balancer. All weapon energy automatically goes to the weapon with the lowest energy.
That's always critical.
Yeah.
Then there's an exit. Stage exit.
The third one is, exit. Teleport out of a stage you already beat. Four is shock step. You can hit spikes without dying. Gone after one use.
Well, that's actually pretty cool because it only costs 10, so that could be useful sometime.
Yeah. The fifth one is receiver. You can call roll with this.
Okay.
What
does that do?
This also just says call. You can call roll with this. And the sixth one is item holder. It randomly appears in a stage to give you life energy, which you may or not need. Which you may or may not need. So it's probably like old flip top.
Ah, yeah.
And that looks like the thing in eight that you open it and it opens up automatically.
Okay, someone was saying that the ice guy is the easiest.
Yeah.
Cold map. Are these the same tiles from Mega Man 8 with the jump slide?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know if this is those are ladders. I can get that. I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but oh, those aren't ladders. I thought those were little short ladders. Oh well. But I vastly prefer the Mega Man 7 style to the 8 style. I mean, not that I dislike the 8 style, but I just think the 7 look is way better. Especially...
I've never finished 7, so I...
Especially Mega Man's pose. I just... think yeah. I feel like his pose is just really cool in 7.
Vanguardian Tales became a patron.
Oh, thank you.
He says he wants to see us play Dragon Guard.
You don't have Dragon Guard, do you?
No, but he's hoping that at some point we will get it. I hope we'll play it.
I mean, it's definitely a game I'm curious about.
Yeah. I don't know, like, once both of my kids are, like, in school all day long and stuff, and I have all available, like, the whole day available to work on stuff, then I can see myself just, like, doing the afternoon streams more often.
And making some real progress in games.
and I could do stuff like play through entire, like, kind of longer games that way.
Right. I mean, that's something that's really suffered for us in the past 5 years, is just getting through the longer games.
Yes. We got a $10 donation from Mitch Bowling.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Said, love you guys. I'm currently going through every Metal Gear completion, currently on Peace Walker.
I like Peace Walker a lot. I like Peace Walker more than 5.
Yeah. Always appreciate the MGS sound effects in your videos. How deep have you played into the series?
I mean, I've played all the main ones. I've played the MSX versions that were in the HD collection. I've never beaten the NES games.
I think that it might be fun to play Snake's Revenge.
I think so too. I mean, I know they aren't really canon, but ooh, this looks.
We might have a reason to play that in the future too. Might have a tie-in for that at some point.
Very true.
But other than that, I mean, we played them all. I mean, I guess that's not entirely true. Like, I haven't played like the portable except for Peace Walker.
Yeah, I have not played Portable Ops. I did, but I really hated it.
Or like Metal Gear Acid. I've never played those either.
I've never tried that. My favorite is 3 by far. Well, I don't know if by far necessarily, but it's there's not much doubt in my mind. Oops, which is my favorite.
I mean, I'm curious about Snake's Revenge.
Yeah.
How bad can it be?
How bad can it be? Well, I don't know. I didn't really like the NES Metal Gear very much, but
see, I like the. It's been a long time
since I played it, though. I might be more receptive to it now. Who knows?
I'm guessing that Snake's Revenge is not good, but
I can't imagine it could be much worse than than the original NES version.
I don't know. Look at it this way. Snake's Revenge is a masterpiece compared to Metal Gear Survive. Which was recently is $12 on Amazon. I almost bought it, but I ended up not buying it.
What's this? I don't know what this is. I don't want it. Ugh. That guy's really easy, but when he starts like closing in on you, it's hard to get around. I wish you had like a mid-air dash. This guy like is pretty much a one-note attack.
Sort of. You can shoot the cloud, I guess.
Right, I sort of disabled it after a time.
Snake's Revenge is as good as Metal Gear, the NES Metal Gear, from what I've heard. So I guess that's...
That's something.
Yeah. You should jump to the other side of him.
Yeah, that's what I just figured out. He's kind of a little slow to change his heading.
Man, he does
the cloud well, does die pretty quickly if you hit it straight on. Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Oh, it has the Mega Man 2.
Snake's Revenge does have kind of dumb side-scrolling sections, though. That sounds interesting. For some reason, it makes me think of how... Link's Awakening has random side-scrolling sections.
Silent Wake 5 Gamer Guy asked, do you guys feel like in the near future to get more content out, that you might have to put together a production team of sorts to spread the workload out? If we get to the point where we're making enough money to be able to do that, I can definitely see us doing that to an extent. At least... try to add one person, be a huge, huge load off our backs, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we've played around with.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it would have to be somebody who definitely understands and can make something that's very close to our style.
Yeah. But we're not like, we're definitely not at the level of being able to afford anything like that right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we like for some of the documentary stuff, we've hired people to help us an extra camera.
Yeah, people we've known.
And people to help us out.
Since you start off with access to three bosses, it kind of makes me confused about like what the how the weakness situation is going to play out.
Right. What's his upgraded gun look like?
I guess I should. Find out. Oh, it makes like a ice wall.
Oh, I see.
Just picked up something behind the sand.
The Framemaster still is readily available as far as we know.
I haven't
heard about people getting them. So yeah, they should be still readily available. There hasn't been much talk about them disappearing in a while. Oh, you go to the stages as you unlock them. Cold Man becomes Burner Man.
Oh.
So it opens up the following level behind him, I guess. Ah. Has anyone done that Framemaster drawing yet? Not yet, but man. I'd like to have him around as a character. It just needs to be a picture of a Framemaster, a badly drawn Framemaster with, like a Mr. Chief style eyes on it.
Do you think anyone has ever drawn Framemaster fan art?
Probably not.
I mean, maybe in Japan, like, you know, that Beep store, they were selling, Framemeisters there, and they had like a bunch of like artwork pinned up in the store that people had drawn. I think some of them were like they were like custom Beep artwork, like from famous game artists. Like I saw one that was like the Pokemon artist.
Huh. So I guess the Burner Man is the hardest part of the game.
Burner Man.
Yeah.
Is he not weak to the Cold Man weapon? Oh, you know what? This has some sprite flicker. So this would be an area where the Super NT's function would actually do something. What? I wasn't able to jump over that? I mean, maybe I just screwed up, but it looks like something you should be able to jump over.
Now we got our friend Matt Fowler in the chat.
Oh, hey.
He's saying, like, if you need anything drawn up, let me know. And it's like, the whole point of the Framemaster is that he's...
terrible.
Bad. He's drawn badly. Of course, a little link to the Mr. Chief.
I've never seen Wiki. Mr. Chief.
Well, when you see it, you'll understand the appeal of the Framemaster. But I kind of imagine him being.
Like, I like how he's got, like, eyes and mouth outside his helmet.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. All it would be is just eyes and a mouth on a Framemaster. And we can call it Framemaster.
You know, so these mini bosses are definitely tough with base. I mean, they take a long time. It looks like that's something you could jump over, but it doesn't seem to work. Or if there's any chance that that didn't even connect. I have no idea if this could possibly be. Oh, we kind of went through that. That was interesting. Oh, it goes back and forth. That's cool. Oh, man, I really hate it when certain weapons you can't change to another weapon when something is active from the previous weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the worst is when that happens with, like, the screen stopping ones, you know what I mean?
Yes.
There were some people who were confused what you meant in the video about The X series was treated with respect throughout its life because people were like,
yeah, that has nothing to do with the actual quality of the games themselves.
Yeah, right. You're just saying that the collections were generally pretty good.
Yeah.
Which really, I mean, there's only two, but
That are really any. I think that are.
There's another face very good, that's but
right. It. Everyone has different opinions, you know.
Why did?
The but I would say that.
Or not? I thought I had the energy balancer. Did I not?
5, 6, and 7 are all universally pretty terrible.
Oh hey, here's a roll. One of these guys, like, drop health, baby? Oh, man, I got him. I sure hope the checkpoint is after him. I'm really confused why the energy balancer isn't, like, balancing my energy.
Say what you will, X6 is not bad, just unfinished.
It's bad. But, I mean, I'm kind of the opinion that Mega Man should be a simple game.
Yes, and
when they start getting overcomplicated, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who are, like, really into much more of the lore and the story and... You know, a lot of stuff that go, you know, some of the layers added to the game. But to me, Mega Man is at its best when it's a simple, straightforward game.
Yes.
I mean, it's not that I don't like the more complicated games necessarily. But I think they start to stray away from what I like in Mega Man. And when it comes to X6, I feel like the level design and... some of the stuff that they make you do to get some of the special weapons and stuff is just obnoxious. I mean, stuff that the game is frankly pretty difficult to finish without. Oh, geez, what is going on here? This is bad.
I do agree. I mean, I feel that the first Mega Man X is a definite classic that holds up extremely well.
Right, but again, it kind of reset the formula, and despite adding a bit, it's still overall a pretty simple game.
Yes. Oh, X? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
they add X2, you know, the armor upgrades and the energy tanks, but I feel like all of that still is, pretty straightforward, like the Reploid hunting stuff is the X6 like is just obnoxious, I think.
Is there any chance of us doing a Retro Tink 2X? Yes, we do have one on the way. It's probably actually at your post office.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't remember when the last time I went was, but
I'm guessing it's probably there at this point. I know that we do have one. I know that Sean Long just like did a video on one, the day before yesterday, maybe yesterday he did actually. Yesterday was a very long day. It seems like yesterday felt like it was 2 days.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this guy is not weak.
What is the doll next to me? You're doll next to me? Oh, next to try. What's the doll next to try? You want to explain who that is over your shoulder?
Huh?
Chad is asking who is the doll that's next to you?
It's the Dark Lord Backlog. He is the Dark Lord of the gaming backlog. He gains strength by the number of unfinished games that you have.
Yeah, so he's pretty powerful at this point.
Unfortunately. At one point, he was not too powerful, but...
Does the drill kill you with one hit?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I had pretty low health on the first
time. Oh, when that happened.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm having to do the claw to dash in this game, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sleeping. Sorry.
I've got that guy. I can beat that guy.
I was pretty excited about this, so I went to Walmart today, and I've kind of been after these for a little while, just because. They seem to be pretty hard to find, even after the newer shipment of them was the NES controllers.
But those were $9 like they're supposed to be, right?
Yeah, they're $9.88.
See, I saw them at my Walmart, but they were $20. So I was like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
And they're overcharging. These are kind of hard to find. And then I got there and I visited Walmart here. I guess nobody in Lakewood, New York is interested in the NES Classic or didn't want extra controllers at least.
I mean, I'm not really interested in the NES Classic, but I'm interested in using those for the Wii.
Yes, same here. I mean, I actually ended up getting two for myself just because of that, because they were so cheap. So I got you one, I got two for myself.
Cool.
I thought about maybe...
Oh, you can't go down.
Swapping it out with a real controller to see how that works. Which I've heard that you can do.
Oh, really? Yeah, you can... Just to make a real controller feel more...
new.
Yeah.
Or more modern.
I thought I was taking a secret path by not climbing those ladders.
Thanks for the congrats, Blade Blur. It was fun seeing it happen. Still seems kind of surreal. We're now over 100,000 subscribers. I cannot wait until this new video comes out. It's gonna be so interesting to see if being 100,000 puts us in like some new algorithm. We get shared a bit more. Ah. Okay, Handlebar Gamer is a great video on swapping those to real NES shells. Basically, they're plug and play.
Interesting.
That's cool. That's why I got an extra one. Makes me wish maybe I should have gotten two, another one.
Yeah, makes me wish I got one at all.
What?
I did get the one, but I almost said nah, but now I kind of wish I got two as well.
Well, there's still three more left. I can go back and get them. Hmm? Tomorrow morning, if you want.
I mean, all of my NES controllers are in good shape, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, Super Nintendo controllers get squishy, but NES controllers are in good shape. I wish I still had my freeze now. Of course, it probably does the same damage as the Buster, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure how the algorithm's going to work. I feel like when we hit 20,000, It like sped up a lot.
Like it jumped up 10,000 in a month.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. Really. Especially for what we hope is going to be a crossover video.
Yeah. Whew. That guy's not as bad as I thought.
Blabler, I'm at my cousin's house. In Western New York. I was here for a friend's bachelor party last night. Or yesterday, actually, all day.
You said that you had something from a brewery called Bullet, and you couldn't not say Bullet.
Well, no, that's... no, that's the Kentucky bourbon Bullet. Uh-huh. Bullet distillery. And, you know, I say it myself, I'm like, Bullet. But... Like nobody I was with would have any idea what I'm talking about.
Right, but are they like anyone like say like you're saying bullet weird?
Yeah, why are you saying bullet? Bullet.
Okay, this level's not. Oh yeah, that's right. There is more to the level.
Bullets. Yeah. We went to this new, in Buffalo, a new arcade bar opened up. It was called, like, Matsuda's, something like that.
Matsuda?
Yeah, Matsuda, or something like that. It's called, I'm trying to figure it out here. Matsuda Chow's was called. That's pretty cool. Bullets is from Zombie Revenge.
Which, sadly, I had high hopes for that game, but it wasn't very good.
Yeah, the reason they have it is you can hear it say Bullets.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, repeatedly. I think the retro tank is going to be pretty useful. Especially if we're just having to capture composite and S video for comparisons.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely my main interest in it. The guy's not that hard. I don't know if he might.
Is this who you're supposed to be going after next?
Huh? Not necessarily. I don't think I have his weapon weakness, but he's not that hard. His level's not too bad.
Right. The OSSC is only $80 more than the Retro Tank, but the difference is. Is
people who don't have RGB can more easily use the retro tank.
Right. Pirate Man meets Ground Man. Is this Ground Man?
I don't know. I mean, I'd believe it. Who needs Ground Man?
Comments, Is this Ground Man?
I don't know. I assume it is.
Blue Comet just typed in my soundbite from the PS2 episode where I say, but sync stripping circuits installed inside certain cables can generate a ceasing signal from Luma if sync on Luma happens to be incompatible with your equipment.
You just said it perfectly.
I'm not sure if you saw the 2017 bloopers video.
I may have made a mistake right at the end of the fight, but it was fine.
Matt Lasata says lives in Buffalo. It's weird. Great to hear it being talked about on here. I grew up outside of Buffalo. So I went to school in Buffalo. Went to a college in Buffalo.
You got a spread drill. That sounds pretty good.
And I had a lot of fun there this weekend.
I'm kind of nervous knowing this game has a battery save, but at least my saves are still there. Like, I'll try to continue this in the coming days. Since I'm, done with the episode.
Yeah, I think that we should stream. We should try to get that Twitch affiliate.
Yeah.
Buckle down and see if we can make that happen.
I'm assuming this top one is what people were saying is Magma Man.
Or Burn Man.
Does anyone in the chat think I should go for Astro Man or one of the other ones? Because Astro Man seemed pretty tough, and I don't know if I have a weakness for him. Ground Man beats Tengu Man, huh? That looks like a Tengu Man. Well, maybe I'll try that. Oh, I do have the weapon for beating Burner Man? I mean, people were saying he was the worst part of the game, but you would have to... Whoa, auto-scroll. You would have to... Wouldn't you have to beat Chillman to get to him? So he must be pretty bad indeed if there's like no way to actually get to him without his weakness, unless you had no energy, I guess. Ah! What happened to the double jump? At least there's a one up here.
I don't know if we get affiliate immediately. We'd have to. I mean, we've streamed on there a few times. I guess we kind of came close.
Yeah, we just. There was a period where we're kind of like, yeah, let's do it. And
then we had a lot of other stuff happen.
Yeah, we kind of just got sidetracked.
Hi there, Josh Quinones. I assume that's how you spell your last name. Thanks for joining the stream. Just in time for Try to Die.
Oh, dang it.
The retro team does do 480p. I don't know if it does 480p pass through. You put some of these 480p directly into it.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time shooting these things down all of a sudden.
Right. I mean, that's 300 here, but that's all getting sent out to all the subscribers at one time. On there, it's, you have to start from scratch.
Right. See, a lot of people are really confused. Like, a lot of people, I think, only want to watch streams on Twitch for some reason. And they're like, why are you not on Twitch? Well, because when we streamed on Twitch at first, like, we were only getting, like, less than 20 people watching. And then we switched to YouTube, and it was, like, an immediate and significant improvement. So we're like, yeah. Well, let's stream on.
But I like the idea of us streaming on there because it's, yeah, you can do something like a bit more relaxed. And here it's more of like a show, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's not like we really go into it with a plan, but it's, I guess it's more of a commitment.
Yes.
Whoa.
I mean, I can look to see how close we were on Twitch to getting affiliate, because now that we haven't streamed in a really long time. Well, I guess we have or not.
I feel like the backloggery got up to a level that we didn't really expect to get to. Like, I felt like we weren't actually meeting the requirements for it, and we still got it.
Met 2 of 4 requirements. Stream on 7 different days. Stream for 8 hours.
Stream on 7 different days? What does that mean?
Average of 3. I mean, it just says you gotta stream on 7 different days. I think in a month.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm like 7. 7 days at a.
We have 546 followers on Twitch now.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like success on Twitch is measured in like a smaller follower number than YouTube subscriber number. But I'm not real sure like what the threshold really is there for success.
Yeah, we should do a new video on the new modes and everything. An update video on that for sure.
Got 2 lives. I'm gonna save the weapon. Get used to them. Okay, it moves pretty fast.
Interesting. So if you have Vanguardian Tales is saying, I feel like if you have 1,000 followers on Twitch, you've made it.
So I mean, what does that even mean? Like, I can't understand how you could make much money, like,
with I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works.
What kind of difference does that make for your revenue?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, I'd like to be able to do that. Let's see how this drill.
I'm gonna use the weakness on him.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it now that I've got a fresh life. He doesn't seem.
1,000 subs. Yeah.
Is subs maybe different?
I think that those are people giving you $5 a month or something. Subscribe to the channel.
I guess that's like for some people like a preferred way to support someone. Okay, wow, that guy was a total joke with the weakness. So apparently I do have Scorch Man or whatever's weakness.
Burner Man, Burner Scorch Man.
You doing good, Sandy? You've just been sleeping in my seat over there. Tengu Blade. Ooh, what's that? Is that like a level or is it something different? Oh, it looks like half of the... It makes it look like half of the rematches or something.
Oh, maybe. How come the YouTube live streams don't... videos don't show up in the video section of your YouTube channel after a day? They're all... If you go to the front page of the channel, there's a playlist with them. It's because we decided to make them unlisted because we don't want it to kind of dilute the content on the channel. But we put them in a public playlist so that people can watch them afterwards. So if you go to the front page, you'll see a live stream archive playlist that has all of them in there. How many does it have? I will tell you how many are in that list.
Oh, how many streams?
Yeah, how many streams have we done?
Jeez. Well, there might be a couple that didn't end up in the list. Unfortunately, the marathon was one of them.
Right. We have 154 live streams.
That's kind of crazy.
We actually have more live streams than episodes.
Well, that's part of why we don't put them in the main video list, because... we want people to be able to easily browse the stuff that we like worked on.
Yes.
Streams aren't work. Not for us, anyway.
Can you climb down the ladder and shoot him through that way?
Well, I'm already kind of past it. I just want to see if he would maybe drop anything good. There's no real reason to kill this one. Does anyone in the stream have any advice as to whether I should... look into game my Xbox, my original Xbox, like, stopped turning on while I was, like, before I even started working on this, or sometime around working on editing this episode, it just, I tried it one day and it wouldn't turn on. Should I look into getting that repaired, or should I just get another Xbox? Like, I mean, is that just like a bad power supply in the system that can be easily replaced? I don't know much about Xbox mods and fixes and stuff.
There's a little discussion about Bob interlacing around in the chat.
Bob deinterlacing?
Bob deinterlacing, yes. Our good friend Bob deinterlacing.
Our good friend Bob deinterlacing.
It's something I kind of like have started to like really kind of enjoy the look of a little bit more.
Yeah,
it gives it more of a like what interlacing looks like on a CRT.
I mean, it's like what interlacing is intended to be like, sort of. Yes. Not exactly, but whoa.
I mean, it's kind of it has an interesting look.
Yeah, and honestly, just using the OSSC is kind of easier for me at this point, so... I sort of explained in the video, like, why the Framemeister is kind of a pain for me now. Like, I've not played through, like, an entire game with Bob on, but I want to give that a try.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't bother me that much. Like, I really got used to it when we were working on the Wii Shop Channel video, because, you know, I was browsing my system and with it on interlace mode so that the games would launch in 240p.
Right.
I got pretty used to it. I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. Not entirely sure what kind of creature that is supposed to be. Ah.
And his main gun is so weak.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I like how it's rapid fire, though. I mean, it's pretty cool. But definitely, bosses definitely take a long time. I should probably be... I have a really bad habit of not using special weapons as much as I should.
Yeah.
In Mega Man games.
Well, in Mega Man 9, they really have a necessity to use everything all the time.
I mean, Mega Man 9 was like the one... Like, You know, I was in a pretty good groove with 9 and played through it a bunch of times. I definitely can't really go back and play it easily now, but
I'd like to replay it sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I played it several times when it was new. But I was in a good groove with it, and I figured out, like, where were the good spots to use weapons and stuff, but, like, I'm always, like, just like, oh, I don't want to waste anything, even though I don't really need it, you know?
Right.
How many bolts do I have? I forgot to check the store last time I was on the map. A good number. Oh yeah, and the next row is supposed to open up. Huh?
I see that we got a donation from Blade Blur that did not show up on the chat or on the thing here. Yeah, let me get to the Streamlabs. I gotta keep the Streamlabs open during the stream. I didn't hear a sound.
Normally, has the Streamlabs not been playing a sound? Has it been popping up?
It has been, but
I mean, maybe I
certain ones. I think that the certain ones haven't been.
Maybe I'm just not paying attention, but I feel like I haven't been hearing the sound.
And it says this is for 100K and also for the San Francisco pizza. Congrats again, guys. It's been a great journey since RGB 101 for me. Aw, thanks, man. Thank you.
That was really freaking good pizza.
Sorry we missed it popping up there the first time.
There we go. That's the trick. Too bad you can't aim straight down.
Well, the $20 is showing up on the ticker at the bottom. We just must have missed this now. You're probably too busy fighting Tengu Man.
Yeah, because that was real hard.
Are you pretty excited for people to see the 4K episode?
For sure. I mean, you know, at one point I was like, man, you know, I've been working on this for, like, if you don't count the 2 week-long trips, you know, I've been working on this for a month and a half. And then I was like, wait, I forgot a month somewhere in there. I was working out really for like 2.5 months. 3 months, yeah. If you include.
I mean, there's comments on the Mega Man video saying like, is Tri even on the channel anymore?
Yeah. I mean, has it been since the Doxin displays that I've even been in an episode?
You were in the. No, I mean, you did the two shorter ones.
Weren't those before Doxin displays?
No, you did the IFU and the Waka.
After that.
Yes. Mm. But I mean, other than the Super NT, like, you have only been in episodes that have been under. 10 minutes so far this year.
Well, that was weird. There was a little drop on the Mage WoW. I do say in the video that for the AverMedia, I haven't noticed any drops yet, which is true. Normally the Mage WoW doesn't either, so I don't know why that happened. That was one of the reasons I wanted to use the AverMedia a little bit over a. Something more extended like a stream, because I do say in the video, I say I haven't noticed any drops yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, it's true. And I did put a little sort of disclaimer at the in the section about the AverMedia, like, don't consider this like a full conclusive review, because, like, you know, I just haven't had that much time with it. But, I mean, everything is, you know, looking very positive for it so far.
Yeah. So far this year. Yeah, I mean, the year is halfway up. Yes. I mean, it's going to be August in 2 days.
Someone said, I feel like there's more episodes this year than there were in all of last year. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
I mean, certainly for me, in terms of episodes...
I tried to actually check that out using the season list on IMDb. But the new season, the 2018 season is not listed.
I feel like I'm behind for sure. I mean, I was behind last year as well in terms of number of episodes. Oh, is this going to be the boss room? I really want to kill that thing because he's going to kill me, and I could have been at the checkpoint.
Well, looking at the episodes of our video list. So, not counting the 4K episode, your episodes so far this year, since January 1st, has been
Wait, that was the first Waka one?
Up skin.
Wait, that came what? Before the Waka? No, the Waka was before that.
I'm going backwards.
Oh, okay.
The Waka. Docks and displays. Super NT. And that is it.
So how many is that?
Four. So this next one will be fifth episode for the year.
Well, 7 months through the year. 5 episodes. I mean, some of them were pretty small, but I guess it's not too far behind. How many lives do I have? Haha, no lives. Well, I guess I'm going to pull out that ice wall.
Ice.
I'm assuming that's his weakness. It's got to be. It does seem to be his weakness, but I think I actually have to like push it into him or else he charges through it. I can beat him. The music on this level is not super great. I mean, it's not bad. I wonder if this was a Naoshi Mizuta track. That the first level 100% is. Like, without a doubt. I mean, this could be. I mean, the thing with Mizuta and the Final Fantasy XI soundtrack is, like, it's very kind of uneven, I would say. Like, sometimes it's super great, and sometimes it's kind of like, what was he thinking? I feel like, in general, it gets better as time goes on in terms of the expansions and stuff. Like, the first... the base game soundtrack is like a collaboration between Mizuta and Oematsu with a few tracks from the lady that did Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, wow.
Which are actually kind of not at all like Crystal Chronicles. Like, Crystal Chronicles is one of my favorite soundtracks. But it's... Her tracks are actually kind of strange. They're like the character select, or like the character builder tracks. And they're like different ones for each race and gender. They're kind of weird. But like for the main like bulk of the music, it's Oematsu and Mizuta, and then starting with the first expansion, I'm pretty sure it's basically all Mizuta.
For someone who's never played Mega Man, what game would be the best one to start with?
That's a tough question. Honestly, I mean, I would say between maybe the original X, I mean, I think that game's pretty tough. Honestly, you know, even though people act like 5 and 6 aren't that good, I feel like they're a little friendlier. They're not, like, ultra-challenging. I mean, unless, you know... I feel like someone who says, I've never played Mega Man... I don't know if they're looking for a challenge or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember thinking 5 and 6 were a little bit disappointing the first time I played them. But now, like, I kind of find it a lot more refreshing to play them. It's just kind of like, yeah, you know, I want to play a Mega Man game. And it's like, yeah, I'll play 5 or 6, you know? At the time, I was like, oh, I beat these in a day. And now that, you know, I'm almost 34, I'm like, yay, I could beat this in a few hours.
Has anybody in the chat tried, like, know what the word is on the quality of the Mega Man 2 plug and play? It was like $17 at Walmart here. I kind of want to get it just to have it.
I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a novel concept.
Yeah. It does use composite, but I wonder if it outputs 40i or 240p.
I mean, I'm guessing it would be 480i to be compatible with most people's TVs.
But you never know.
I feel like it would be pretty surprising for it to be 240p. I don't think I died, did I? I'm not going to use the power of this.
Okay, Ace is saying, from what you saw, it looks like it uses a Nintendo chip with reverse duty cycles as the hardware. Expect audio inaccuracy.
Oh, is it me? It's going to have, like, weird sound like the,
like the reverse sound
like
waves.
The G whatever. The gamer's tech.
Yeah. Well, like, everything, basically.
That's true. Okay, ice. Let's try it. Ah! Charge. Oh, it pushed him into the spikes. Okay, I understand how to use it now, but it's tough. Do you mind? Ugh. I can see how that would be really frustrating. Because, like, you really got to get your technique down on that ice and use it at the right time, I guess, to get them into the spikes.
Yes, I am just lounging. It's just...
Isn't that what you do during stream?
I'm just laying here tonight. There's no recliner to sit in. Kind of hanging out.
Ugh. This guy is a big jerk for sure. I'm gonna go to the stage select and go to auto shop. So I've got the second row now. Can you tell me what the second row items are? Oh, one of them is
Yes. The first one in the second row is the Analyte. This allows Roll to tell you the Robot Master's weak point when you call her.
That's not too useful for me in Japanese.
Right. The second one is the Power Boost. Picking up power-ups recover more energy than normal.
Sounds good.
The third one is Counter. Your Buster's power becomes more powerful as your life decreases.
Probably useful.
Yeah. The fourth one is Auto Charge. That's for Rockman only.
Ah.
For Forte, it's the Speed Dash. It makes your dash fast.
See that being
used. The fifth one is Climb Boost. Forte climbs ladders more quickly.
And Treble.
The sixth one is the Gospel Boost. Allows Forte to use Diffuse with Gospel.
Oh, I guess that's what they call a dog or whatever. Yeah. So what is it, like a super attack or something?
I don't
know. I'm gonna buy the counter. And
Yeah, I would say the Prime Mega Man 2 is the best one. Mega Man 2 and Mega Man X are probably the best ones, so I do agree. No, I can't read Japanese. I was just reading a translation. Oh, so you I guess you have to equip it in the weapons.
Yeah, menu. I was just about to check that. Okay, so like, can you only use one thing at a time?
Probably one from each row.
Oh, there's the G boost, so that's a weapon. Yeah, but there's only a thing connected on the second. Well, I definitely feel like that counter. I mean, I assume it probably only applies to your regular Buster, but probably still quite useful. You know, I'm gonna try the gospel boost and just see what it does. Wait, how do I activate it? Oh, there we go. Oh. Okay, so I fly around. And it just drains. That could actually be pretty good on whatever this guy's name is. Scorchman or whatever. Are these all bosses from 8? Or are some of them original?
Yeah, only Tengu Man and Astro Man are.
Isn't there a Magic Man? I thought he was an 8.
I don't know. I
mean, I've only played 8 one time. I've only finished... I've only actually finished 7 and 8 on the collection. The anniversary collection.
Oh, really?
PS2, yeah. There's something going on down here. Is there... I can't figure it out. Oh, geez. What the heck? Maybe there's something in here for Mega Man. That was kind of a waste. I don't know why this crossed my mind, but I always thought it was kind of funny when we were in Japan, and like some of the unexpected games to see in their, you know, their rare stuff, like Battletoads.
Right. That was interesting, and it's a lot of silly stuff, really.
Well, I mean, here it's a lot of silly stuff too, really. I mean,
true.
I mean, that's why, you know, I feel like stuff like Little Samson is notable, because it's like, it's expensive, but it's also like legitimately really good. Maybe not, you know, $1,500 good, but you know, still holds up really well.
Man, I just a wave of tiredness just washed over me after I fell asleep. That'd be funny if I fell asleep during the stream sometime. Not really, but. But you were saying earlier, you're probably not going to play too late because you want to start the render or finish.
Yeah, I want to get the render going again.
Yeah.
So
it might seem like a bummer, but it's gonna be it's worth a bummer.
Yeah.
The earlier he gets that render going, the earlier I'm gonna see the episode tomorrow. So should I read the story about Prism?
Oh yeah.
In a desolate world where mutants reign,
ooh,
fate lies in the hands of two unlikely heroes.
Is it the old dude in the unicorn?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
Dang it.
Join the quest of a unique young unicorn and a tenacious old troll.
He's an old troll?
Yeah.
Does he look like a troll on the box art?
Yeah.
I didn't think he looked like a troll. I thought he looked more like a wizard. Let me show that to the camera. Show the cover to the camera.
Yeah, get him in there.
I don't know if I see him as a troll. He looks like an old, like a wizard. Old wizard dude.
No, the comic book is called Prism, The Beginning. A costly piece.
A costly piece.
I don't know, look at the credits. If there's anybody in here. It looks, sounds familiar.
What's the development studio?
CE Digital Illusions Canada.
Alright, what's my life situation? I've got
published by TDK Interactive.
I'm gonna hold off using weapons this turn.
Let's see what I can find on CE Digital Illusions Canada. CE Digital Illusions. Yeah. So Digital Illusions Canada.
Oh well, my Buster kind of did a lot of damage to him there with that counter. Wow, like a ton. Like it's like weakness level damage. That is kind of amazing. That's awesome. That was like using a boss's weakness level of damage, basically.
What was?
Using that counter booster, like the lower your health is. I never use anything like that. Like, I feel like it's something you might see more like in an RPG. And I never use anything like that because I'm like, well, I don't want my health to ever get that low.
Yeah. So Digital Illusions Canada was bought by EA. And then they moved the staff to DICE.
I want to try the pirate level.
I don't quite understand why EA would want to like buy this studio after they did.
Maybe the game is awesome. You don't know that it's not.
I don't know. That's true. But the game that they followed this up with was the Land Before Time, the Big Water Adventure.
Ooh.
Before this, they did games such as Barbie, Groovy Games, Shrek, Diva Stars, Mall Mania, Blast Lacrosse.
And yeah, their first game was regular lacrosse.
Yeah, well, their first game was a game called Lawyer Hunt.
Warrior Hunt?
Lawyer.
Lawyer Hunt.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to know about that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a hunting game, extremely similar to Deer Hunter, in which instead of hunting deer, you hunt swindling lawyers.
I mean, that's interesting.
Lawyer Hunt. It's on Windows 98.
Oh, I'm disappointed. It's not like a deer hunter machine that you know.
Yeah.
See in a restaurant or whatever. What's this guy's name? I didn't look at his name on the level select screen. I'm hoping it's Pirate Man or Buccaneer Man.
Oh, there is a Pirate Man.
Okay. Sorry,
you mentioned Pirate Man.
This game wasn't in Legacy. Was this game in Legacy Collection too?
Was not. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, really. Oh, I knew there was going to be another whale.
This makes Mega Man 8 seem a little bit less impressive because there's a lot of sprites that they reused for Mega Man 8.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Man, this is some of the placement of these mines is mean. There's a bit of Final Fantasy in this level theme. It's kind of got a. There's that Magewell drop again.
Huh.
I feel like I've never gotten that before. You know what's weird is Dragon Quest V, I think, has like... Dragon Quest V, I think, has some weird video stuff going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was dropping a lot. Because I... Oh, dang it. Because I was testing something with an HD Retrovision cable, because Nick messaged me and said that someone told him that the someone said that the HD Retrovision cable didn't work with the Super UFO, and he asked if I could test that since I have one, and I'm like, sure. And for whatever reason, the first game I loaded up was the fan translation of Dragon Quest V. Uh-huh. Like, it didn't work. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it really doesn't work with the UFO. That's really weird. And then I thought, well, maybe it's something weird with the translation. And so I tested other games, and it worked. And I was
going... We got a 99-cent donation from Gaming Blows, who I think is on his way out. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, so I was... yesterday, I was going to record some Dragon Quest V. And I was getting issues... I was getting issues with it even displaying on my TV through the OSSC. So, like, I think Dragon Quest V does something weird. Like, it's like a weird game to be doing something weird.
Yeah.
Like, what does freaking Dragon Quest have need of off-spec video modes? Or at least any more off-spec than the Super Nintendo already is.
I haven't tried the Super FX, on the SC to SNES. I'm just kind of waiting until the, SA1 is done as well. I'm curious to see. Yeah.
Like, I will probably buy one when SA1 is released. Oh, there's a path down here. Oh, this is probably, oh. It's like, oh, geez.
Nope.
Ooh, treasure. Nothing. Why are the treasure chests so rarely have anything? These bubbles are weird. Okay, this path is probably safer.
Yeah, Smoke Master, I'll check out your video. I saw it came out this morning, but I was driving at the time. The coolest thing about Super FX on the SNES is that you can play Star Fox 2 on real hardware.
Well, without reprogramming. I feel like there's probably a way to make it work on, I feel like there's probably a way to make it work, on the UFO, but, like, it would probably require editing the ROM or something. Oh, Kane donated $5. Wish I could support you guys in a more significant way, but for now, it's what I've got. Congrats on 100k subs. You guys deserve it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ooh, that looks like it could be.
Maybe we have to have some sort of louder noise. We don't miss it when that happens.
I don't think that's the weakness. I'm guessing it's not the... Whoa! I guess it's the burner. Oh, that's...
Are you fighting Burn Man?
No, I'm fighting the pirate guy, but the burn actually knocks him out of his bubble.
Oh, did you beat beat Burner Man?
Yeah. Why did you think I was on the underwater level? Okay, yeah, that guy's really... Like, I wouldn't have expected Burn Man to be the pirate guy's weakness, but so it must be. Check it out, exactly 11 o'clock. Sandy has, like, slept on the seat next to me the entire stream. She's never done that. That's good. You're a good girl.
The SNES is capable of outputting. It's not really ever used, though.
What, 480i?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I have to admit, this game's definitely grown on me. Like, you know, just after kind of getting past the initial hump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely enjoying it a lot. I wasn't really sure what to expect, because like I said, I didn't like it on GBA very much, but I feel like I kind of got stuck and maybe wasn't approaching it quite right, but feeling good about it now, so.
Yeah. So you think you'll wrap it up later on in the week?
Yeah, I wish I could do it tomorrow, but I just don't. I'm going to turn it off because this level select music is awful. I'm not gonna have time tomorrow, and you know the episode's probably gonna be releasing tomorrow anyway, but you know, yeah. Maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, something, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, and you know, I still gotta wrap up Sonic, although I did play through a level today.
With your good thing you got the Switch version, huh?
Yeah, but I'm sorry I can't get the camera correctly. sorry we're kind of wrapping up like
we're wrapping up on time.
On time, but I think it's better because like then the episode can get back to processing and get released.
Yep. So
that's the hope.
Fingers crossed it doesn't crash this time. It's looking promising. I've got it paused in Adobe Media Encoder, and hopefully it picks up just fine from there. So,
yeah, that is the hope.
All right. Well, good night, everyone. Look forward to, I would say Tuesday at the latest, unless something catastrophic happens for the.
But ideally, it'll be tomorrow.
Well, ideally, it'd be tomorrow, like morning or afternoon.
So. Yes.
All right,
everybody.
Good night.
See you soon. Good night.